Chapter Negative One. The poet said, "Yes, yes, I am. A poet am. The guess has long been crammed on my soul, and only recently have I took my spine, bony like books all along, and stood up straight on my eyes, mouth, like pups born north, raised south. I have a vision." And with this, what follows, he did begin to close the distance of his walk, to set his feet boldly, like talkless and oldly general takes proud steps out to a firing squad, having been prepped to guard, a firing squad composed of his own trained soldiers, those most like sons, brothers, to be shot for treason, and he stares resolute, and on a pin turns boot to face the squad, salute, except the poet talked. Back shooted straight as stalk, he spoke with an eye glaze, a glaze which coated words like clay. Heat haze referred and refired that clay hard, making his words like stone, like shards of the first moan from modern vocal cords, refined by pure language. And his arms soared with pitch loftiness, like before touching the brush to it, how poor and let them flit the hands of a painter move when the painter sees where they'll daint or trap bees over a large mural, a wall now. But if hands could fill, then, or a band's conductor, orchestra's rather, after tapping the stand, for the snapping begins of the music, how that conductor will spread thickly, grandly fill the instrument's players with sound. So he said, "All my sayers in bed lie, but I've a vision, I feel it inside me. And when I can set free it, it will pour forth from these hands, this mouth, this, though in the dumb spot his hand touched his chest, said, "Mind, it will captivate free all signs, all apathy to print and thought and soul. It will let loose, explode, make the parts holes and snowed-in lodgers love the cold. I just have to find the words, a bold language, the curds of the hearts." The drops stuck to the grass, fell soundly from the trees, tucked boundly inside cracks and caverns of branches, released by the turning sun's slow fly. "Embrace all humankind, if one is, be oneself. The mind will put on shelf all vision, if visions are limited to mirrors. In end to win, to fear this self-simulation behavior, is to walk. The sin 'tis not to talk, nor not to talk, but to be closed to talk, to break the chalk, to cork." This drop-filled dramatic monologue has long been held captive in my brain. Poetic uncloggers add more stains, require chores to unwork, or new work. The Fairly Tragic Ballad of Flailin' McDrab by Matthew Todd Greenfield.